We've been getting decent rain the past couple of weeks in southeast Michigan. Quite the storm last night. But there are large swaths of the state experiencing drought or drought-like conditions. This is particularly hard on agriculturalists during the most fertile time of the year, but it also poses an increased risk of wildfire. Here to fill us in on the conditions and where they're most dangerous is Paul Rogers with Michigan's Department of Natural Resources. Hey, Paul, welcome to Stateside.
Good morning. Thank you.
So there was rain in the forecast for much of west and northern Michigan over the weekend. Did those forecasts come mercifully true?
In some areas, yes. We did receive, especially in southwest Michigan, some areas received almost 2 to 4 inches of rain. Most areas received half an inch to an inch, which will significantly help in the short term. So we did get some rain.
That's good. Farmers can tell you, though, one day of rain, maybe even a weekend of rain, might not be enough to sustain crops. Paul, is just a bit of rain like that enough to get plants and trees watered enough to lower the threat of our forest fires?
Where it mainly will lower the threat currently is in what we call the fine fuels, which are your grasses, pine needles, leaves from last year. We consider those one-hour fuels. So it significantly will help and set back fires in those fuels. But again, they're considered 1 hours. And given the right wind and the right humidity and the right temperature, within 1 hour, those fuels can dry out and start burning again. So where we were having some problems, and some of this rain will help, because like I said, some areas got a couple of inches, are what we call the trees that are dead and down in the woods. The larger fuels, those are really becoming an issue for us. When we do have a fire, the old stumps, it's taking many, many days to mop those fires up where the stumps are burning way down into the ground. So we're seeing that already. And it is posing a significant problem. It will help set the danger back somewhat for 3 to 4 days. So we'll see what comes after this.
What are the geographic areas of greatest concern to you right now?
We have seen an area, again, this was alleviated a little bit, but there was actually a severe drought from north of Kalamazoo up to Grand Rapids and then towards over Saginaw Bay area. It wasn't a severe drought. We haven't seen these conditions in quite a while. Overall, the eastern UP, northern lower Michigan is also a concern. They are abnormally dry for this time of year. Normally, this is a fairly moist time of year. So, and this is the time we kind of start drying out in early to mid-July. So we are about a month ahead of schedule for where we should be.
Wildfires, of course, can be a natural part of a forest life cycle and even an important part of it. In the modern era, though, what do you count among the key starters of forest fires? Are most of them set off by lightning strikes, or are we firmly in the era where they're human-caused?
Oh, firmly human-caused. Over 90% of our fires are human-caused. And of those, the highest percentage, basically 99%, is debris burning. And it's not debris burning like what you normally think. Debris burning when people go up to their cabins up north and they clean their yards, even homes that are out in what we call the urban interface, where they're raking the grass and then they burn those materials off. Those are our largest escapes every year.
Mm-hmm. There are an awful lot of people out there in the woods in Michigan who are maybe taking their first outings in like a year. Do you think that people are in a different headspace when it comes to fire safety and the things that in another year they might spend some time and energy to do?
Most people have been pretty proactive. Where we have been seeing some starts are where people leave their campsites and their fires are not fully out. But most people have been pretty diligent about keeping their fires under control and just not burning when we say the conditions aren't right.
Yeah. What do you recommend if folks are in a place where they're at a campsite, what do you recommend in terms of fire prevention?
At a minimum, to make sure you have a ring for your campfire, preferably a metal or concrete ring. Most all park areas have those, but have it contained inside of that. And the biggest thing we tell people, have water nearby. If you're camping remotely, take a 5-gallon bucket with you and just have it sitting next to the fire. You can quickly extinguish it rather than all of a sudden it getting out. Then you have to scramble and find your stuff. If you have a cabin or a home, and it has a standard water supply, either a well or city water, make sure you have a hose all set up with water in it and make sure it's working before you start burning. Those two simple things, or a shovel or a rake where you can quickly tamp out or throw some dirt on a fire, is a huge help, because once they start, it's very hard to get them under control.
Right. Paul, we're just a couple of weeks away from the 4th of July. It seems like all the additional travel and outings during these big weekends would probably increase our fire risk. Is that your experience?
Yeah, we will be seeing an increased risk. And again, of course, it all depends on the weather. But yes, we're watching that very closely. We're really cautioning people, because it is the 4th of July and, you know, they're going to have the fireworks. Make sure you just don't randomly shoot the fireworks off into the woods. We get a few starts from those every year, and make sure that you're watching closely the area where you're launching them. Make sure it's all wet down, because they throw a lot of sparks when they first take off.
having indulged a bit myself over the years, I'm trying to, how do you not fire them off into the woods? Do you mean just find a big open space where there aren't a lot of trees around?
Correct. Find an open space where the grasses are not very long. You can watch and see what happens to them, and just have on someone keep an eye. If they do happen to go misguided and go off into the woods, have someone looking. And before you go to bed at night, make sure a couple of people walk out through the woods to make sure nothing has started after you do light off the fireworks.
Yeah. When we think about the wildfires that are natural to Michigan, what do those fires do that for a forest that cannot be accomplished by any other means?
A lot of it, there's many benefits to the prescribed burns that we call them, and the wildfires that would happen naturally. One of the biggest is the release of nutrients. It opens up the soil bank. So the native seeds, because many Michigan plants, especially in southern Michigan, are what we call the fire-adapted ecosystems from hundreds of years ago. And they need it. They really need those nutrients to be released. And it's a huge benefit for them. So the other thing it does is the invasive species, it really sets those back. Many invasive species cannot tolerate fire, and that helps eliminate them and take care of that. The big one that we use a lot for up north is, especially in the Jack Pine area, a lot of conifer species, their pines are actually what we call serotonous, and they need fire to be opened up. They have to have a certain amount of heat before they're open to release their seeds. So it's part of the natural process where a fire will come through, and even though it looks devastated, it actually has released all the seeds back into the natural seed bank.
It bears repeating, though, that the human-caused fires have vastly outstripped the natural fire systems that Michigan's forests have relied on. We also know that the climate change of recent years is making forests hotter and burning longer. I mean, you hear a lot about this on the West Coast. California and Oregon have experienced some very serious fire seasons lately. What are you noticing here in Michigan? Has there been any effect?
Not really so much here in Michigan. We haven't seen that much of an effect yet. Us and the Forest Service actually have a very active prescribed burn program where we try and do as much burning as we can in the spring to bring that natural fire back in. And we do look at areas too where there's a high concentration of heavy fuels versus local communities, where we'll put fuel breaks in and do project work like that. So we try and protect it the best we can.
So, Paul, if I'm downstate and I'm coming up north to see some family or have some fun this summer, what do you recommend?
If you are going to burn, make sure your local municipalities allow it, and double check with see if they are even issuing permits. A lot of communities don't, just because of high density of populations. If you are traveling north and going to enjoy northern Michigan, please make sure you check our burn permit site, and that will give you the conditions or whether or not it's safe to burn. Michigan.gov/burn permits.
Paul Rogers is with Michigan's Department of Natural Resources. Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you.